It says he had previously practiced magic in the city and amazed. That word for amazed is actually the word bewitched. You could translate it that way. I believe the King James Version actually does. It says that the people had been bewitched. They had been amazed. They did not know what to do with what they were seeing. You know, people are very cheaply amazed, aren't they? We are amazed by little things that really aren't so amazing. Think of some things that we call amazing. We say, that meal was amazing. We have little desires, don't we? We're amazed by a meal. We say, that football game was amazing. As fun as it might have been, it's not amazing. God raining fire down from the heavens is amazing. People are amazed by cheap tricks. People are amazed by counterfeit gospels. They are amazed by things that aren't amazing. There are so many things in this world that vie for your attentions and your affections and tell you, this is amazing. Those things are not amazing. God is amazing. If only people in this world would understand that they could come to Jesus and he tells them, I have bread that if you will eat, you will never hunger again. I have water that if you will drink, you will never thirst again. He has inexhaustible glory that will amaze a person to the end of the ages and so on infinitum. We are creatures with such little appetites for amazement. We're amazed by dress-ups and plays and movies and games. May God expand our desires to be amazed for endless, inexhaustible glory.